Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. We just heard a promo about Whale Fest, and we're here to talk about Whale Fest. Yay. So really good timing. In the studio with me, I have Lauren Bell. She is the research director at the Sitka Sound Science Center, as well as the chair of the Science Symposium for Whale Fest. And David Kanosh, a Tlingit storyteller and cultural knowledge bearer. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Brooke.
You. Gnachchis.
And I'd like to invite you, David, to also introduce yourself.
Well, Gnachchis. You kids cook cake, you cut the wasag, Yechnach ayachat, Deshitan ayachat, Steen hit you the wasag, Hanaka hiddi, Kagwantan yadich ayachat. My Tlingit name is Yukiskukek. It means he who controls the tide. I'm of the Raven Moiety, Deshitan clan, and the name of our clan house is the Steel House. And my father's people are the Kagwantan, the Eagle Wolf clan.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for being here this morning to both of you, and thank you for that introduction as well, David. Well, we're here to talk about Whale Fest, and I think we've got some really interesting things to discuss, so I think we should jump right in. I want to turn to you, Lauren. We're kind of going to chat a little bit about the symposium as the director of the chair of the Science Symposium, and today in particular, you wanted to highlight some of our local speakers, which is why we have David here. So maybe you can tell us a little bit of the story about why we have David here.
Yes.
And how this all came to be.
Well, first of all, we're just thrilled because Whale Fest is now upon us. We're in Whale Fest week. It is starting, kicking things off this week, midweek, and the core, with a couple of events Wednesday, Thursday, and the core of the Whale Fest is really the Science Symposium that brings speakers that will speak on Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon. And so this year, every year, the Science Symposium Committee comes up with a theme, and we were playing with this idea of entwined, which has become our theme for the year, thinking about the entangled ways that people and animals and the environment all coexist together here, especially in Sitka. And as we were playing with this idea, I started in conversation with David, and knowing, you know, his real in-depth knowledge of living here and being from people who have been here since time immemorial, and really started asking David what he thought of when he was thinking of entwined, you know, thinking about people's relationship to land and how that integration has looked over time. So I really enjoyed my conversations with David, and it allowed us to think about David coming in as a speaker, and really not just as a speaker. Any one of our speakers is incredible, but really, again, this connection to place. And so David actually will not only be our kind of anchor speaker for the weekend, he will be our final speaker, really making sure that things are brought home, but he also is going to open the symposium as well. So he bookends the entire weekend, which is pretty incredible.
Yes. No pressure, David.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, maybe David, I'd be curious if you would speak a little bit to kind of, as we thought about this theme of entwined, what that means to you.
Well, entwined, as we go back into our stories of old, we who've been living here since time immemorial, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have Google to go by. We had storytellers. And in those stories, there were often rather cartoonishly simple, weird, maybe a little over the top and vulgar stories, sometimes even violent, that were told. And people often dismissed them as being childish, primitive, and maybe even superstitious. But the knowledge was entwined in those stories. And in the away from the public setting, we often told longer versions where the real knowledge was kept. Knowledge that had real world applications, like where do we find food? What types of food can we eat? You know, where can we get, you know, good drinking water? You know, what things do we avoid eating? I mean, there's like 19 different types of mushrooms here in Southeast Alaska, traditionally, and only two of them are edible.
And how do you differentiate some of these mushrooms that look similar, you know, without poisoning yourself or getting sick? So that knowledge there was entwined in it. And today we have people that are, you know, entwined on the internet, so to speak. Internet. That's amazing, isn't it? And it's like, how do we get them pulled away from that where they have access to so much information and get back into remembering and learning? And these mnemonic techniques that are used in Tlingit storytelling help elaborately encode into long-term memory vast amounts of information. And it's like, if I go by my natural memory, I absolutely have a horrible memory. But the memory techniques that I use will, you know, get me going to a spot where people think, oh, he's a smart guy. Let's ask him. I'm like, why are you looking at me? So.
Well, speaking of memory techniques, I think that could appeal to a lot of listeners for useful knowledge in the world. And this idea of it being entwined with place, I think, is beautiful. But there's going to be, you not only are speaking to people who come to the symposium, but you also are going to kind of teach a memory technique, if I understand correctly, at a particular event. That is called the Charismatic Mega Question.
Correct. A new event this year.
Yeah. So maybe, Lauren, what is that event? And then, David, I want to hear a little bit about this tech. Well, we don't have to give the technique away, but what the plan is.
Yeah, so this is a new event. We always, as part, there's so much going on Whale Fest weekend, but there's many different workshops and events that people can sign up for in addition to the symposium. And this new Charismatic Mega Questions is for adults to have their own kind of smaller group time with a couple speakers, really diving into storytelling a little bit more and having, you know, a closer connection with those speakers. And David is participating in this and also using this as an opportunity to speak more to this technique.
So you're going to, during this time, you'll actually teach a memory technique, is that right, to participants?
Yes, I will. There's a variety of techniques which could be used, but I'm going to use one that can actually be learned by just about anybody. And it'll help them peg, you know, bits of information that they may want to remember.
Cool. And you'll give them a chance to actually practice it a little bit during this
They'll
event.
Practice it a little bit.
Okay,
we'll
cool.
talk about it and refine it.
Excellent. Great. Well, this is all very exciting and interesting. I imagine listeners are getting excited for this opening talk and the symposium coming up. I do want to touch a little bit on some of the other, particularly local speakers that will be coming to the symposium. Lauren, maybe I can turn to you for that.
Yeah, I'm really excited that we have three speakers local to Sitka that are presenting today, or presenting this weekend. That is David and then Taylor White, who will be speaking a bit to her dissertation research that was done very much in collaboration with community, thinking about dynamics, historic, long-term and current dynamics of relationship between humans, sea otters, abalone within this place. Christina Tierman is another one of our local speakers who actually is a prior Science Center employee as well, but now works for Ocean Conservancy and coordinates marine debris cleanups all over Alaska. And she will be talking about, you know, the entangled relationship of marine debris on our shorelines, human relationship with that, and also the incredible efforts that people have been making to clean up our shorelines. So three really beautiful talks of an array of nine. So we have some really incredible speakers also who are coming in from elsewhere. I also want to highlight Don Jackson, the executive director of the Organized Village of Cake, will also be one of our speakers, who will also be speaking a bit to this theme of stewardship over land and sea and humans' relationship with it in talking about Organized Village of Cake's work on clam gardens.
We're
very excited about that.
And there's also been one kind of large change in that you had a speaker that was going to be coming and has to be changed. So let's highlight that.
Yeah. So unfortunately, due to the government shutdown, we have one speaker who is a NOAA employee, federal employee, and we had to make the difficult decision actually yesterday. We were kind of holding off as long as we could to see what was going to happen with the government shutdown, but he is no longer able to come. And that is a hard hit for us because he actually coordinates, this is Ed Lyman, he coordinates large whale entanglement response out of Hawaii and also in Alaska. And not only was he a speaker, he was also going to lead a workshop on entanglement response and also perform at the grind in a sea shanty. So so that's disappointing to us. However, we have that workshop is still happening. Stacey Golden is going to be helping to lead that. Of course, there will be many other acts at the grind that that will still be keeping people entertained. And we have an excellent speaker who is stepping up, Rob Suryan from Juneau, who works out of OSU, and he will be speaking about the seabird fishery interactions.
Okay, interesting.
So yeah, really will be a great talk.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Nice pivot very quickly, it sounds like. We're out of time, but can you tell us, Lauren, quickly where people can go if they want to participate in any of this?
Yes, SitkaWhaleFest.org is the place to go. And also you can come to Centennial Hall this weekend to get your tickets. I'll also mention that tribal citizens have free admission to the symposium. You can either go online to choose that or come and self-identify at the door.
Perfect. Yeah. Easy. Okay, great. Well, I've been speaking with Lauren Bell, the research director at the Sitka Sound Science Center and the chair of the Science Symposium for Whale Fest, and David Kanosh, a Tlingit storyteller and cultural knowledge bearer. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.